We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Well, Rocket can. NFL Week 15. It's already here. Started last night with the 49ers opening up a can of whoop-ass on the Seattle Seahawks as the 49ers clinch the NFC West. But let's get the music as we preview Saturday and Sunday, and even sprinkling over into Monday for a highly anticipated matchup of Rams and Packers with one thought in each of these games. First up, Saturday, 1 o'clock. Colts going up against the Vikings. Hickey, I want to see, and I know you may not want to see this, but I want to see if the Minnesota Vikings can just dominate from kickoff to the final whistle. I don't want this to be the game that they had a few weeks ago, 2 weeks ago against the Jets, where they're up, then they let the Jets back in the game, and then they have to get a fortuitous bounce because you had Braxton Berrios not being able to catch a football that he should have. The Colts aren't a good team. The Vikings are a much better team. Let's see it be reflected that way throughout the game when you see it at the end of the game in the final score.
I am watching the red zone defense for the Vikings. Look, the ship has sailed in terms of them turning around this year. Their defense stinks. So now it's if they're going to win a playoff game, maybe win two playoff games, it's going to be keeping their opponents out of the end
zone. Bend but don't break.
Right. They won't be able to stop anyone between the 20s. But once you get down to the 20s, how they beat the Jets, there's I think we're 1-6 in the red zone. Yeah. You have to keep the opponents out of the red zone once they get there. So I'll be watching on Saturday afternoon.
And if you can't bend but don't break against the Indianapolis Colts this year, which really all they have is Jonathan Taylor, then you got some problems. Ravens at the Browns. Very simple. This is Tyler Huntley against Deshaun Watson. I want Deshaun Watson to have the rust knocked off, and I want to see him play his best complete game through these first three games and clearly show me that he's back to the quarterback where he was 2 years ago. Even though I can't stand the guy, we'll never root for the guy.
I'm watching this Ravens rushing offense because this is a bad Browns defense. Tyler, I know he's your backup quarterback, but he still fits well in the offense, and this is a must-win for Baltimore. Like, I know the Browns are favored at home, but you're in the middle of a division race right now. You got to keep up with the Bengals. It's a must-win here. You have to win this game, and it's going to be on the ground.
To win the division, yes, but even if they lose this game, you still think they're making the playoffs?
No, they're making the playoffs, okay. But I mean,
I'm just making sure.
You want a home playoff game, right?
Yeah. Finally, in the Saturday games, Dolphins and Bills. I think the Bills are going to win. I think the Bills are going to win big. I want to see if Tua Tagovailoa can knock away just the awful performances he's had the last 2 weeks, and it ain't going to be easy because they're going into what could potentially be a foot and a half of snow. So I want to see what Tua's got this week. Everyone's been praising him. Then the last 2 weeks, I haven't heard Emmanuel Acho give too much praise to Tua Tagovailoa. Tua's got to play better. We'll see if he can do that this week.
I'm glad you brought up Emmanuel Acho. I'm going to steal actually one of his lines.
Uh-oh. Hold on. We're having a combination of Emmanuel Acho and Hot Take Kicky.
I know. Put your gloves on, everyone. It's going
to
be hot. It's
going to
be hot.
I'm going to probably fall down in laughter. So I just want to stretch my legs out. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay, just kick the chair. 1, 2, 3. All right, I'm stretched out, ready to go for this take.
So really, it's not crazy.
Oh, so I sit back down then?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I thought
wow,
last
geez.
Week.
You really hyped that one up.
Emmanuel, I thought last week Tua tried to be a social media quarterback in terms of trying to make some big throws.
Nice job.
And trying to fit into tight windows that were not there when really for most of the season, his success has come. Take what the defense gives him. Sometimes that's Tyreek Hill open deep, but other times that's dumping off the flat. This has to be weak, especially with the weather conditions going to be the way they are. You have to take whatever the Bills defense gives you. It's a dump off to the running back. Take it 20 times. If it's Tyreek Hill deep, okay, take it. But last week, it felt like he really forced balls into windows that were not there. And it almost felt like a little bit like this offense for the Miami was figured out. I'll give him a pass this week just because of the weather. But I want to see Tua just take what the defense gives you.
No, I'm not giving him a pass. If you're a franchise quarterback, get the job
actually
done.
Figured out, I'm not giving Tua a pass. I'm giving the offense for Mike McDaniel a pass. I am starting to wonder if the book is out and they can't adjust.
By the way, I have a 3-leg parlay for you tomorrow. Anytime touchdown parlay. Dalvin Cook, Tyler Huntley, Stephon Diggs. The odds on that, +1,173. So Just throwing a little anytime touchdown.
So if you're not here Monday, we know it hit. It hit big, and maybe you're on an island.
Well, don't get me
somewhere.
Wrong. Even if that does hit, it's a nice chunk of change. It's still not enough to retire. I got a lot of things
you
to
put
pay.
Unless you put a good amount down.
Yeah.
Unless you're believing in big time in this parlay here.
Still not enough to retire.
Okay.
I'm going to work until they drag me out of here, or until I have enough money to say, yeah. Spike, David, Chris, sayonara. Eagles and Bears. Justin Fields, back in the fold. I just want to see the continued development of Justin Fields. Now, this is a tremendous quarterback matchup. Jalen Hurts, Justin Fields. The Eagles should win this game and should win this game big. But I just want to continue to see Justin Fields play better and better and better because I really like the steps he's taking this year, even though he's not in the most advantageous position.
I'm watching big time this Eagles run defense. Now, they're a very well-built team.
They've improved.
You could argue this is still the weak point of this team, which is, again, I would love to have that be my team's biggest weakness for sure.
Because they improved big time so far this rushing defense.
They have. This is the number one rushing team in the NFL. And when we talk about the Eagles 49ers.
Is that right? The Bears are the number one rushing team in the NFL?
That's right.
Man, Fields is having a great year.
I know it's the way they do it is different, but when you look at the 49ers, they are obviously predicated on running the ball, playing good defense. So you're going to face a similar style come playoff time if we do get an Eagles 49ers NFC title game, which it looks like we're on the crash course for. See how this Eagles run defense kind of performs against what is an elite running team.
All right. How about that with the Bears? I didn't know that the Bears were number one.
And now, a lot of that is,
offense,
you know, they run the ball a ton.
Yeah, but
they don't throw it a lot, so that also helps.
But number one, I didn't know that. Falcons at the Saints. Desmond Ridder. That's the easy one. I don't know why. I didn't have the stones to do it in my picks with DA. But I kind of feel good about the Falcons this week. And I think Desmond Ridder is going to lead the Falcons to a victory. I just want to see what he could do, though. The rookie quarterback out of Cincinnati.
Yeah, I want to see how Arthur Smith approaches it. Like, they say he's ready. They say he's really grown in the last month or so, and that's part of the reason why that they bench Marcus Mariota. I want to see it. Like, let's see. Are we going to let the kid rip? Are we going to put kid gloves on him and just kind of baby along for four games and really not do much and leave yourself with a bigger question mark next year than you could get an answer for, at least in the next month here?
Lions, Jets. Zach is back. All right. Is Zach really back? Zach Wilson, because of the fault of your own, you embarrass yourself. Now let's see if there's a little redemption story here for Zach Wilson to get the Jets to 8-6 and continue to move and move and move and move themselves closer to a playoff berth.
On the flip side, I'm watching Jared Goff. This is a really good defense you're going against. And this is a game where, look, we have questions. You look ahead to next year's draft. The Lions are going to have a top five pick with their trade with the Rams. Do you draft quarterback? Do you not? This could be a game where the Lions say, you know what? We're going to roll Jared Goff. We're going to get the best player available on offense or defense and move along. This is a big game for Jared Goff to kind of prove that maybe he could be the guy in Detroit after all.
You know, I like the way that you said that. Best player available. That could also mean quarterback. Even if Jared Goff continues to play well, and I like what I've been seeing from Jared Goff, if you are the Lions, you're in the business of taking the best player available. And if that so happens to be a quarterback, I don't think you could throw all your eggs in one basket with Jared Goff and go, okay, we're going to use that pick on a non-quarterback if you do have the quarterback as the best player available then. Steelers, Panthers. I think this is the first time since week two when I deemed it a must-win game for the Carolina Panthers up against the Giants that the Panthers actually have pressure on them. Now, you could laugh at that a little bit. Oh, it's the NFC South. It's been a terrible just booty division this year. It's been ugly. It's been awful. But now they've been getting some praise. Steve Wilks, 4-4, is the interim head coach. Sam Darnold back in the starting lineup. Defense playing well. And you're going up against the Steelers, and it's either going to be Mason Rudolph or Mitch Trubisky. If you ask Deontay Johnson, we know who he would like. He would love Mason Rudolph. Should I care what Deontay Johnson wants? No, I shouldn't. But for the Carolina Panthers, I just want to see, after them getting a little bit of praise, even though we can laugh and say that praise is minuscule, how they respond to that. Because on paper, they're better than the Steelers team. I just don't know if the Panthers are going to win this game.
I'm watching the fight the Steelers come out with. You know, there was not report. Mike Florio last week or this week or this week on Pittsburgh Radio 93.7 The Fan was basically saying there maybe could be a trade of Mike Tomlin this offseason.
To the Panthers.
To the Panthers, ironically enough. I want to see now, like you mentioned, when you have a backup quarterback playing, whether it's Trubisky, whether it's Rudolph, like there's no reason right now the Steelers should be motivated to play hard. This is a guy who's been there for a long time. This is going to be the first losing season under Mike Tomlin. Are they going to mail it in? I think if you mail it in, it's easier to trade Tomlin because his voice is getting lost. If you still play hard, if you're still swing spirited, it makes the case to keep him or case to get rid of him a lot harder.
Cowboys and the Jaguars. Very simple. It seems like this year, Trevor Lawrence, not only does he show up, but he balls out and says, okay, that's a transcendent player. Or he plays so bad like how he did. Was that in London or Germany? I can't remember.
London.
In London.
Against the Broncos.
Where it's like, oh, that's the number one overall pick. That was the transcendent Trevor Lawrence. Against a very good defense in Dallas, I just want to see what type of game Trevor Lawrence does play.
I will give the Cowboys the benefit of the doubt last week that they overlooked the Texans. It's one of those things where you thought you just throw your jock strap on the field, you beat them, and they, you know, the Texans were, that
throw
was their Super Bowl.
Throw those jock straps on the field and we'll just beat them.
NFL players don't wear jock straps.
Some do.
Most don't.
I would agree.
Very uncomfortable.
It's still, I don't know why, but it's still
most
a thing.
Most do not.
Still a thing for some. But anyway, the jock straps.
I think it would be easier to name the players that do wear jock straps than who don't.
So what do you say, the leggings?
Straps.
You just throw the leggings on the field and the girdles? That's what we used to call them.
You free it.
I would
have. You're not afraid. Until you get hit in the stones and you're an NFL player, you're not afraid about getting hit in the stones.
Well, I don't think no one wears a cup.
Yeah.
So I don't think anyone wears a cup.
Exactly.
So you still wear, like, you know, compression shorts underneath.
But that's not a jock strap.
Well, it's just the saying. I'm just keeping with the saying. All right, fine. We'll update it to the modern times. They thought they're going to throw their leggings, throw their football pants, free bird it on the field, and say, we're going to just smoke the Texans, no big deal. You have to come out and crush the Jaguars. I know the Jaguars are playing well. They had a nice win over the Titans last week, but this is a Cowboys team where you can't lay two eggs in a row against two teams you are better than.
Chiefs and Texans. There's only one reason to watch this game. If you have action on this game. And if Kansas City could cover the 2-touchdown spread. And if you bet the other way, can the Texans cover the spread? Other than that, there's no thoughts on this game. There's no reason to watch this game. I don't care about this game.
Patrick Mahomes needs, 1,318 yards to pass Peyton Manning's record for a single season.
You think he actually cares about that?
Ranking? I don't know.
I don't think he cares.
But this would, if you're going to have one big game, this is the game.
It's
like
kind of weird.
450 yards.
Individual stats.
And you go for 500.
Individual stats in the NFL, in terms of like most of the season or, you know, this guy threw his 500 or 600 career touchdown pass. I feel like in baseball, that's such a big deal. In the NFL, I feel like we just don't even care. Also, it's so confusing because sometimes you include that there's stats for including postseason and not including the playoffs. It's just so bizarre.
I am surprised that record stood as long as it has with an extra. I know this is only a year or two, the extra game, but also with the air raid kind of coming to the NFL, like a record that's almost 20 years old.
You're talking about the Peyton record?
Like the fact that it's a 20-year-old record with how the NFL has gone, it's kind of impressive.
Is that almost 20 years?
That was 2004, I believe, right?
That wasn't what he did with Denver?
Oh, I kind of forgot about it. I blocked those years out. Maybe you're right.
It definitely was the one with Denver.
Indy then was probably the touchdown when he passed Marino.
Now, can I be honest with you? I was going to buy you this as your Christmas gift, but I didn't. I was going to get you a Peyton Manning Broncos jersey.
It would have went in the trash. I'm not even kidding. It would have went in the trash. I don't care about his Denver time. I don't care about the stupid argument between Denver and Indy. Who does he love more?
Oh, yeah.
But I wouldn't have contributed to the Denver
side. Was 2013.
Okay, so we're on a decade. Still.
Your record the one that you thought it was.
2004, he broke a lot of records. There's a touchdown when he passed Marino for, I think it was 49 this season or 48.
Yeah, it's not even the top 10 now.
Shows you.
I'm really trying to
find. League is different.
Kirk Cousins in 2016 is in front of that, I think.
Oof.
Yeah, I think it would take me too much time to find it. So I'll find it by the end of the show. Arizona at Denver. Oof. This is Colt McCoy going up against, what's the dude's name on Denver?
Brett Rippin.
Brett Rippin, who played that game up against the Jets.
Last year, 2 years ago.
That, it was, 2 years Thursday ago, night. I think it was. Played pretty well, too. Didn't he win?
Yeah, Broncos won that game.
I just want to see how Nathaniel Hackett falls flat on his face this week. At home. One last good boo fest for the head coach before you fire him. Come on. Like, what thought can you have on this game, Cardinals and Denver?
I want to see, you know what I want to see? I want to see Cliff Kingsbury get some sleep. Hard knocks this week. The guy, he gets to the facility at like 3:30 in the morning. Anytime they put him on camera, the guy looks like his eyes have no blood in him because he's just so tired. Get some sleep, man. Do yourself a favor. Take care of yourself.
Do you think he's getting fired?
Yes.
He should be.
I think he's going to get fired.
Okay. Patriots and the Raiders. Going to have a little heart-to-heart here with Matty P. Can't say you're my boy because I don't like you, Matty P. Appreciate you for that Super Bowl that you won. And you remind everyone about the play call and all that. Malcolm Butler, even though Bill basically said, yeah, we're not going to call a timeout. But you still take credit for it going back to your Lions days. It's very simple. Throw the effing ball down the field. The Raiders' defense is not good. Do what you did up against the Vikings. Stop with this screen nonsense. Let Mac cook. Matt, you haven't listened all year. If I held my breath waiting for you to make a change, I'd probably be dead by now. So let's hope something changes.
Beating Bill Belichick will not excuse losing to Jeff Saturday.
And he's beaten him before with the Broncos.
It will not excuse losing to Baker Mayfield on 40 hours of study time with the Rams. It will give maybe a little bit of optimism that maybe things are turning around in Vegas, or maybe there's a chance to. Not again. I think he should get fired.
He won't.
I think there's still a chance he will get fired. I think he will guarantee he'll be back next year if you beat Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
Next one. Tennessee Chargers. Tennessee's going to win this division. We know that. The Chargers, you had such a great effort last week where you're so much better than the Dolphins. Don't mess it up this week. Go beat Tennessee. That's what I want to see.
If you're Tennessee, can you come out for a second half? Can you play a full 60-minute game? This is the kings of playing a great 30 minutes and just snoozing through the final 30 minutes. You saw it again last week against the Jaguars. You got to play a full 60. It has to start here in L.A.
So, by the way, the most yards Peyton Manning ever had, I just found this, in Indianapolis, was 2010. That is now 43rd all-time in the list for most yards and passing yards in a season, going back to that conversation. In 2004, he had a great year, you know, monster year, 49 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, record-breaking year, 4,557. But that last
That's
year
it.
In Indy,
4,700.
Yeah, now that would be like, huh, yo, bum.
Yeah, you're like a 15th on the list.
Bengals and Buccaneers. Tampa, can you do something? Can you find a way to win a game that no one's picking you to win in just this miserable, awful, pathetic season where you still may win the NFC South? It's not a great thought, but that's my thought for Tampa Bay and Cincinnati, as Joe Burrow is just so awesome.
Let's see how the defensive line, you know, approaches. Trey Hendrickson gets hurt last week, unfortunately. How can you now at least continue to get after Tom Brady and kind of continue to wreak havoc? Because this defense has been really good. Lou Anarumo has done a tremendous job going back to the
Say
Super Bowl last
10
year.
Say that times fast.
No, I can barely do it two
Lou
times
Anarumo,
fast.
Lou Anarumo, that's tough.
See that? Let's see that Bengals defense take advantage of what has been a decrepit offensive line for the Buccaneers.
Giants and Commanders. Let me preface this by saying I think the Commanders win. What I'm looking to at this game, though, what type of fight did Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley do put up? Because Daniel Jones, there's questions if he's going to be the guy for next year, if he's going to be back. And Saquon Barkley the last few weeks started not to look as strong as he did earlier in the season.
And that same vein, I want to see, can any wide receiver step up to be consistent? Like, that's part of the issue with the Giants. It's just like, you're right. Like, it's Saquon Barkley and really no one else. I like to get on Daniel Jones, but to his defense, I know what he was throwing
him.
To. Like, Darius Slayton is his most reliable guy.
Lines
also, Darius Slayton
up.
Drops every other pass. Can you have a receiver? I think especially in this game, I don't think Daniel Jones' legs would be enough to win. Can you have a receiver step up here to actually be a reliable option for number 8?
Rams and Packers. Baker Mayfield, you've had some time now to prepare. Let's see what you got, because the last time you got on the football field, it was a whole lot of fun when you came back from down 16-3 in the final 3+ minutes.
Kind of the same vein as going back to the Steelers. I want to see how the Packers show up. Like, this is a territory they've not been in. Can you at least show some pride, some professionalism,
show up
and play hard? And that's going to start with Aaron Rodgers.
That's one thought in each of these games for this upcoming weekend in Week 15. It is the Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. NFL picks next with Jersey Jerry of Barstool Sports.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show. It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
And you can think of Rally Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. My main man, Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports, here for another week of NFL picks. Jersey Jerry could still claw his way back. Only got a 4-game lead, but we only got 4 weeks to play. Jersey Jerry, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. You know, a little disappointed in what the Steelers performed like last week. They should be ashamed of themselves. Tomlin has to take a really, really long look in the mirror and say, do I want this job anymore? Because you know, he's not being held up to the standard.
Are you ready to get rid of him? Because it sounds like you wouldn't be mad if they did so.
You know, I wouldn't be upset. I wouldn't be mad if he stepped down at the end of the year. Do I think he will do that? No. You know, I think it's time for a big change in Pittsburgh. I just that's just the feeling I'm getting. They've been an average team at best for the last decade plus.
Who do you think starting at quarterback, by the way, for them this weekend as we're all awaiting that decision in great anticipation? Is it going to be Trubisky or is it going to be Mason Rudolph?
You know, I would love to see Mason play. I really would. But for what? You know what I mean? What are the Steelers going to do? What's going to happen by playing him? He's gone next year regardless. You know what I mean? So what's the point, you know?
All right, Jersey Jerry, we'll get to the picks. I'm going to try to lift up your spirits a little bit. I actually think the Steelers are going to win this week. I think this could be a close game. I think these are two good defenses. They're going to knock the crap out of the other team's quarterback, both of these teams. I think this is a 17-16 game. It could go either way. But you know what? I want to see a happy Jersey, Jerry. So I'm going to take the Steelers to win. I'll take the Steelers plus the 3 points.
Oh, I'm going to, you know, I got a little bit of work to do. I got to catch up to you. I'm 4 games back. I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Panthers. I just think, you know, my gut is telling me it's not going to go well in Pittsburgh from here on out. You know, the defense is injured right now. We don't even know who's going to play quarterback. Mitch looked horrible last week. This team pretty much is dead. They're not going to win out, so they're going to miss the playoffs, and this is going to be the dagger. This right here is the dagger game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Carolina's going to run the ball down their throat like Baltimore did last week. Rest in peace to the Pittsburgh Steelers season.
Wow. I've never heard you this down on your football team. Now, you're being realistic. I think you're being fair. I don't think Tomlin's going anywhere, Jersey Jerry, but usually I look to you for a little optimism with the Steelers, but they haven't given you any reason to be optimistic, I guess.
No, you know what? This year, and people could say what they want. Oh, they just don't have good players. They have good players, man. You know, they have good players. I don't know what kind of offense they run. It's a high school offense.
Yeah, Canada sucks.
The defensive coordinator, Terrell Austin, had no business getting that job. He's in over his head. He blames the players every week, but they're put in horrible situations. So, you know, I blame it on coaching, man. I blame it on the head coach. I blame it on the offensive coordinator. I blame it on the defensive coordinator. The Steelers are one of the worst teams when it comes to the red zone. They're one of the worst defenses You know, so I got nothing to look forward to, man. I'm just really down. I'm upset. I thought this was a year that the Steelers, they had a pretty easy schedule after that six-game gauntlet. I felt like they could sneak their way into the playoffs with a six seed, a seven seed. They got no shot.
Jersey Jerry here with us. When I get to my next game, Ravens and Browns, this is going to be a game where I think Deshaun Watson, who has been awful through the first two games, finally plays well. I kind of like the Browns not only to win this week, Jersey Jerry, but I'm going to take the Browns to cover the 3 points against the Ravens.
All right. I'll tell you what, I kind of like that pick as well. My next pick is going to be the Buffalo Bills. They're home. Bad weather game, snow. Miami, you seen the news last week. They were using heaters in 55-degree weather. They're just not built for the cold. Tua could say all he wanted. Oh, just so you know, it snows in Alabama. It don't snow in Alabama like it does in Buffalo. This is a rout here. This is a 28-3 type of game.
Okay, so you're taking the Buffalo Bills minus the 7 points. My last pick, I'm going back to the well in the Saturday games. This team, for some reason, they're going to probably make me sweat this one out, but I'm going to go with the Vikings against the Indianapolis Colts, and it's probably a sucker bet, but I'm going to take the Vikings minus 3.5.
All right. My last pick here is going to be the Commanders minus 4.5 against the Giants. Giants are just fraudulent. They're just frauds. They fooled a lot of people in the beginning of the season. They're not that team anymore. Yes, they've been dealing with injuries. They have no playmakers really on offense besides Saquon Barkley. Daniel Jones hasn't looked great. So I'm going to go with the Commanders. I think the Commanders are going to beat up on this team.
Now, I'm going to make a little deal here with you, Jersey Jerry.
Yep.
Because I've been following everything that's been going on at Barstool this week, and I've been very entertained by it. You didn't take a underdog this week, so we just got to make a deal, since that's usually the deal. You got to take an underdog.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, no.
No. But Jersey Jerry, that's fine. Just your army protects me, okay? If the army ever comes after me, I'm going to get a little bit scared, Jersey Jerry.
That's a deal. That's a deal.
All right, Jersey Jerry. Are you on Pick'em this week?
I'm on Advisors.
Advisors, excuse me?
Yes, today just dropped 7 p.m. Go follow me if you haven't been listening to me on the Zach Gelb Show at JerryTheKid21. Just an internet sensation.
Oh, internet sensation. You're the internet MVP. You're the creme de la creme when it comes to the internet. You are the MVP. If Mahomes or Hurts are going to win the MVP, I don't know. But you are the MVP of the internet. There's no doubt about that. I've seen you've been saying rookie of the year. F that, Jersey Jerry. MVP of the internet.
I love you, Zach. Have a good one.
You got it. There's Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports joining us each and every week, of course, for NFL Picks. Whoa! Look who's here to my left. Look at this stranger that just wandered into the studio. The great Greg Caserta.
It's been a while, dude.
Who is your football team, by the way?
I'm a Giants fan.
Okay. Where is the confidence level? Because Marco Belletti, who I love. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love Marco Belletti. One of my favorite people in this company.
Can I guess he was a bit negative going into Sunday night?
Yes and no. Like, Ryan, you would agree with that, right? He picked the Giants. But it seemed as if he was just picking the Giants because he's a fan of the Giants, because he didn't really seem all that positive about the game. And I think the Commanders are going to win the game. I just think they're a better football team. I don't think they're going to blow them out or anything. But he ended up going with the Giants. But did you get that same read, Hickey, from Marco Belletti, El Capitan, that he picked the Giants, but I don't think he actually believes it?
I was going to say, he picked the Giants in the beginning. Like he said, I think the Giants are going to win. And then 3 minutes of explanations why they're not going to win, about the lack of players, and he's nervous, and they've lost 11 straight primetime games.
Yeah.
I forgot he picked the Giants to begin with. Like, that's how, like, you know what it's that's like? Where it ventured down.
It's like when a radio host gets on the air and gives their opinion, like, all right, I think the Minnesota Vikings are going to slam the Colts, but they're not really confident. And then the next 14 minutes, they say, oh, here's why the Colts could prove me wrong.
Yeah.
That's what it seemed like Marco was doing.
So he was hedging a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He said, it was almost as if you were running and you get a quick start and you take one step, two step, and you have a lead, and then you just fell flat on your face.
I think it's
you know, trends, right? Like, you look at the way the two teams are going. The Giants are headed the wrong way.
Yeah.
And obviously injuries right now are the biggest thing and showing their flaws because they have not a whole lot of skill, especially on offense. Mm-hmm. The injuries in the secondary are killing them. Primetime, they have not been good. On the road.
11 straight. I didn't know. That was a good stat Marker gave us. They lost 11 straight.
I didn't realize it was that high.
11.
Wow.
I'm surprised. I wonder how far that dates back, too, because it's not like the Giants last few years have been in a lot of primetime games.
No, not at all.
Because they've been miserable. So you're going Commanders?
Listen, I want my heart
this
to
is,
tell me.
This is the reverse of Marco.
No, no, no.
He starts off negative and ends positive.
No. I want to believe that they're finally going to pull one out, but what's telling me that they're going to do it? And right now, really nothing. I don't think the Commanders are great.
No.
But you had a chance to put them away 2 weeks
juice
ago.
On offense.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not telling you Taylor Heineke is great, but you got Jahan Dotson. You got Terry McLaurin. You got two solid running backs. It's like you look at the Giants. I love Saquon, but Saquon the last 4 weeks has done nothing.
He's been awful.
And I'm not even going to kill Daniels. I don't think Daniels is a franchise quarterback. I'm not going to kill him because he got nothing around him.
The other thing, too, is like at this point in the season, based on the personnel and where they are in the standings, the Giants at this point need to be almost perfect to win football games.
Yeah.
And they
like to win them 23-17.
It's really hard to do.
Yeah.
It's really hard to do. So I want to pick them, but I have a hard time believing, based on anything they've shown us over the last month, that they're going to go down and take care of business on Sunday.
Gotcha. So you're doing updates all throughout the night. You'll be with JR next, and then afterwards you'll be on the Hot Take Hickey Extravaganza.
Can't wait, the Express.
As I see him shaking his head in disgust right now. You know the Hot Take Hickey Hour happens from 4 to 5 a.m. Eastern every Saturday?
Is it 4 to 5? See, can we push
it
back?
Is it 3 to 4?
Can we bump it up an hour while I'm still here? I want to be here for the hour, the Hot
Here's
Take
some
Hickey
real
hour.
News for you, Greg. That doesn't exist.
Can we,
I
no
don't
such
know.
Thing.
I listen to that show. From time to time, if I'm a little intoxicated or if I just can't sleep or I'm a loser and have nothing to do on a Friday night, and I hear some people calling, they're like, hey, Hot Take Kiki, and then Ryan's like, oh, no.
You're very nice to him because you could have easily said, I listen to him to put me to sleep. You had a perfect opportunity, and that's where I thought you were going,
and you
didn't take that chance.
I forget what it was last Friday, what I was doing. Oh, well, no. What was I doing last? I don't remember what I was doing last Friday, but whatever it is, I was so lame that it was like 2 in the morning and I had nothing to do. And I just said, you know, I'm going to listen to Hickey. And I listened to him for about the first 30 minutes, made some notes, made some observations. And then I woke up at 5:30 and I hear his voice. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And I realized I fell asleep.
He has come into his own because when I started here, Hickey was on the weekends. It was me, him, and Billy Jock alone.
Oh,
that was the three amigos.
What a shit.
And you're hearing a guy that, with repetitions and as time has gone on, he's found his voice.
Yeah, he's
and he's a good listen. It's not just because he's my friend.
Jeez.
He's a good friend, but he's a good listen.
What, are you giving him back rub too tonight?
Nah, he'll get more than that.
That's my guy. That's my guy. Can't wait for tonight.
I don't think he heard the end part of that.
I heard that.
As Greg Caserta once said on a social media video when Hickey took his shirt off, hubba, hubba.
That's right. I think that's my one drop on the morning show. The one drop they got
hubba,
on me
hubba,
is,
they use that?
Is hubba, hubba because of...
I have a laundry list of drops on the morning show.
Yeah, that hasn't gotten
so sometimes I think I'm co-hosting the morning show when I'm in my bed listening.
Here's the thing. If somebody says, hey, they were talking about you on the morning show, chances are it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to just stay out of that conversation.
Well, I annoyed Pete the Body Bilotti today.
Everybody's annoying him this week.
So I do the Gelb Gambles thing, and when I do Gelb Gambles, I just take a shot at everyone and relate it to the games. You know, Jack Stern, Pete... whoever.
You go after the real hard targets, huh?
I did the Waco, Texas parlay 1 week. It was wonderful. It was like some of the most fun I ever had writing a script. So I said something about Pete this week. I guess him and Cap were getting into it because Pete's getting slammed for not putting the fight at Bob's Bar on the 12 DAs list. So I said, I'm not going to pick any of the big matchups this week, the marquee obvious ones, and kind of channel my inner Pete the Body Bilotti, who just ignores the big moments. And then I got into, I think it was Ravens and Browns. Oh, this is going to be a good fight. Just like what I'm hearing, the fight's going to be between Pete and Cap. And Pete, I guess, was having a rough time earlier this morning because Mraz was going after him, or Sean told me when he was here. And when Pete gets really annoyed, he just sits there with like a, a nasty look on his face.
It's a furrowed brow.
Yeah.
Zach's furrowing his brow now.
And he's just like slamming the pen, clicking the pen. Well, Mraz took the pen from him before my segment. And Pete, you could just see his hands.
He didn't know what to do.
He didn't know what to do, and then Mraz eventually threw him it was like when a baby's crying, you just throw a pacifier.
Do we know what hour that was in? I'd like to listen to that.
I do not know. They usually do it in the second hour of the show, but I think it was pushed back.
I got to check that out.
Yeah, so.
Because I've been enjoying that this week. Angry Bilotti might be my favorite Bilotti. Yeah.
And Pete said something. And it was like a retort back, and like it just made no sense. Like I listened to it 10 times, and I'm like, I know he's trying to take a shot at me, but I don't get what he was actually saying.
Now, see, now I got to listen back.
Nah, but I love Pete. I said to him, I'm like, just like Pete's actually mad at me. He's like, no. He had a rough week.
he plays the grumpy curmudgeon very well.
Yeah, no, I'll give Pete a big hug and a smooch next time I see him.
Ooh. Hickey's eyes.
More
all
action than I'm getting tonight. That's for sure.
A lot of back rubbing and smooching going on in these farts. What happened?
Hey, we love everyone here at CBS Sports Radio. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Closing bell next. Here's a man that you're going to hear all throughout the night, all the way through the Hot Take Hickey Extravaganza, which comes your way at 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern on many of these same CBS Sports Radio affiliates. And by the way, if you want to give me an early Christmas present here, all you have to do tonight is just call Hickey. Don't ruin the show. Participate in the show. He asks you, is Kyle Shanahan going to be coach of the year? You say, yeah, Hot Take Hickey. I think Kyle Shanahan's going to be coach of the year. Or no, Hot Take Hickey. What another hot take by you? I don't think he's going to be coach of the year. Participate, but we would love to hear some Hot Take Hickey phone calls so we could play them next week. All right, we'll get to the closing bell next.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show. Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Let's hear Richard Sherman. He was on a radio show in Seattle with Mike Salk, Brock Heward, and then former Seattle Seahawk in KJ Wright.
You know the voice, Richard Sherman, with us here on Seattle Sports on 710. When you went elsewhere, first to San Francisco and then Tampa, what did it teach you, or what did you learn about the differences between those places and what you had seen here in Seattle?
Well, first off, I remember when I exited here, and I remember some words from you.
Yeah.
That were a lot different than I had heard when I was here. So, you know what I mean? It's a little different. I'm going to answer the questions from Brock and KJ, but we're going to excuse you out of this.
Well, first of all, that's just not true. I mean, like, the words you heard from me were actually pretty similar to what you had heard while you were here. You just maybe didn't hear them.
Yeah, because I don't listen to your show. But
again, that's fine. I'm not asking you to listen, but the words didn't change. I didn't say anything different when you left from when you were here.
You're excused from the interview.
All right.
Well, sorry. Doesn't
really work that way, Sherm. This is, you know, a show that has my name on it.
It kind of does, though.
Not really how this works, man.
Sherm, for your dog.
That's the only reason I'm here, because of KJ.
I appreciate that, but the man thinks he can. If you've got an issue, you can feel free to talk about it.
KJ, not because of you.
I understand that. If you've got an issue, I'm happy to talk through those with you, man. If you've got a problem and something you want to talk about.
So, I think Mike Salk handled it all right. I think you go back and forth for a little bit and see where it goes to, because that's entertaining for the listening audience. But if he's not going to answer your questions, or you're saying I want to talk things out and he refuses to do so, I say, well, even though this may, you know, KJ may not like me for doing this, then you're not coming on the show. Goodbye, and hang up on his ass. That's what I would have done. Kind of a douchey move by Richard Sherman. Give him a stock down. And the Seahawks lost last night, too. Jeez, I know this audio is from yesterday before the game, but Seattle loses last night. That was a team that we thought was a lock to make the playoffs. Now they're skating on thin ice. Give a stock down to the Seattle Seahawks. Jordan Clarkson last night. Big performance, as he does get a victory. And he had 39 points in the contest for the Utah Jazz. They beat the Pelicans in overtime, made some big shots late. 39 points, 8 rebounds. Jazz 17-14 on the year. Pelicans fall to 18-10. Give a stock up to Jordan Clarkson.
Also going to give a stock up to Tyler Hero as the Heat beat the Rockets 111-108. Hero has a career-high 41 points in the game and also tied a Heat record with 10 three-pointers in the game. Give a stock up to Tyler.
You are my hero.
Rock out with your Brock out. Brock Purdy. What a performance last night. 49ers win the NFC West. Got to give a stock up to Brock Purdy and then also Kyle Shanahan. As Shanahan wins the NFC West in a year where he started three different quarterbacks, Trey Lance, Jimmy Garoppolo, and then Brock Purdy. And that's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Big thanks to Alex Anzalone for stopping by, Bill Romanowski, Andrew Catalan, and of course, Jersey Jerry. The Hot Take Hickey Extravaganza, or the Ryan Hickey Show, as they tell me to call it, but we like to call it the Hot Take Hickey Extravaganza, comes your way right after JR, which is coming up next, so you could catch Hot Take Hickey from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern. I will be here on Sunday. I'll be doing local radio on the Fan in New York from 9 to 12 with Mark Melusis previewing all the games, and I'll be doing Eye on Football from 12 to 8. So you have 11 straight hours of Zach Gelb on the radio, 8 of them on CBS Sports Radio, the other 3 on WFAN. It will be all back together as one big happy family on Monday on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you all for listening, calling, tweeting at Zach Gelb on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you follow me out. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend. Peace.
Now through December 21st, new customers can get 400 megabit internet for just $30 a month for 2 full years with no annual contract when you add Xfinity Mobile at regular rates. Or get $200 back when you upgrade to gig speed. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet. After promo, regular internet rates apply. Actual speeds vary.